Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We've got one last round of breakouts coming up next on Fantasy Football Today in 5. Welcome to FFT in 5. I'm Chris Towers here on the Friday, September 2nd episode with Dan Schneier. We're going to talk about our favorite breakouts for the upcoming season. And I'll get us started with, I think there's definitely two free spaces anytime you're talking about breakouts on the board this season. There's Jalen Hurts and there's Kyle Pitts. Those are the two that, like, anytime there's a discussion about breakouts, everybody goes to those guys. I think there's a third one, especially, you know, if you talk to Heath Cummings, for sure. DJ Moore is, I think, one of the more obvious breakout candidates. Maybe not to the extent of Kyle Pitts. Kyle Pitts did have a historic rookie season, but DJ Moore has been historic in his own right. I think he's fifth all-time in receiving yards through the age 24 season. The problem with him, he's put together three straight 1,100-yard seasons. He's been both a like high-volume possession-type receiver. He's been a big play guy down the field a couple seasons ago. He reminds me a lot of Stephon Diggs in that way, and that he's thrived in very different roles throughout his career. The problem's just been touchdowns, and that's what everybody says. DJ Moore, he'll get yards, but he can't score touchdowns. Well, I think that's more a Panthers quarterback issue. The Panthers quarterbacks over the course of DJ Moore's career the last four seasons have a 3.2% touchdown rate. Baker Mayfield for his career is 4.8%. That's twice as high. And or not twice as high. It's 50% as high, excuse me. And he's been much better than like Sam Darnold has for his career. So I think the quality of QB play in Carolina, even if you're not a Baker Mayfield guy, and I think he's like the 19th best quarterback in the NFL or something, but that's a big improvement from what DJ Moore's had over the past couple of seasons. So I think DJ Moore is going to have an easy career best season. He's a top 10 wide receiver for me. Not quite top 5 like he is for Heath, but I'm very much in on the DJ Moore breakout. Dan, give me your first breakout pick.
My first breakout pick is Saquon Barkley. I know you see the Giants stuff in the background. You think Homer, but just keep in mind, I'm not drafting a single other Giant besides maybe Kadarius Toney when he falls too far, just for the swing for the fence's upside. When it comes to Barkley, there's a clear case for me. First of all, he's one of maybe three running backs in the NFL who's going to get 90% of the touches, doesn't have a good backup behind him, and is going to be heavily involved in the pass game, which is what you're looking for. If you've watched this Giants offense in the preseason, they're trying to really simplify this thing for Daniel Jones, and that means get to the check down early, and it's a lot of quick outs to the running back, which gives a chance for yards after the catch. You got that going. You also have a history of success. He actually has proven to be a top five option overall during his rookie season. So I think he has top five upside this year. I think Barkley right now is fully healthy. He's being knocked for injuries that are not present right now. He's in a contract season, has to prove himself. Love Barkley this year as my breakout pick. Number one.
Antonio Williams had 7 targets one of the preseason games with Daniel Jones. So, yeah, I think there's a good opportunity for him to get back to that, you know, 90 catch potential that he showed in his first couple of seasons. Let's hear your second breakout.
Second breakout for me is going to be Amon-Ra St. Brown, the Lions receiver. I just find it so funny that this dude was wide receiver 3 for a 6-week. That's a large sample size. Yeah. And everyone's like, oh, TJ Hockenson's back. This can't last. Oh,
DJ Shark, who had 5 good games 3 years ago.
Yeah, this can't last. Well, maybe he's just a really, really good player and really good at creating separation. But he's also won on a variety of routes, including in the red zone, where I think he's going to be used a lot as well. He's a lot like Cooper Kupp in that he wins on those two-way routes. Mm-hmm. And also, he's a second-year receiver. We look for those types of guys for breakouts, so he's my second.
Yeah, no, I feel like every time we get to like the 5th or 6th round in our drafts, it's either you or me taking him on or St. Brown. Exactly. I love getting him as my number 3 wide receiver there. It just seems like a great value in a PPR league, so I'm with you on that. You know, people might quibble. We've already seen the breakout. He's going to do it for a full season. He's going to be awesome. I'm with you there. A top 24 wide receiver for Amon-Ra St. Brown. And who's your last favorite breakout?
Last favorite breakout for me is Rashad Bateman. Again, another second-year receiver. Loved his talent coming out of Minnesota. And I love his role. That's such a condensed passing game. Yes, I understand all the concerns. The Ravens are going to go run heavy again. But Also, their O-line isn't what it used to be when they were able to go run heavy. They didn't really replace any of the guys they lost, Marshall Yanda or Orlando Brown Jr., in my mind at least. And more importantly than that, it's such a funneled passing game with Andrews and what we saw last year, Marquise Brown getting an insane number of targets. Well, guess what? I think Bateman is a better receiver than Brown, so he could do more with those targets. So I think the value on Bateman has been unreal all offseason.
Yeah, Marquise Brown had a 27% target share last season. That's elite kind of alpha wide receiver stuff. Him and Lamar Jackson never quite got on the same page in terms of their deep balls. I actually really like Marquise Brown as a breakout as well, because I think Kyler Murray is going to be more effective targeting down the field than Lamar Jackson was. For whatever reason, Marquise Brown and Lamar Jackson just never quite got on the same page.
Right.
But if Rashad Bateman can get on the same page and you know, hit on more of those deep balls and just be a little more well-rounded than Marquise Brown, I do think there's a big chance, because like you said, 50%+ of the targets are going to go to Rashad Bateman and Mark Andrews. So I'm with you on that one. Rashad Bateman showed some nice stuff down the stretch once he was healthy as well. So I like all those picks. That's going to do it for F15.5. The next time we talk to you, it's going to be Monday, I guess Sunday of next week, if you're watching on YouTube, and we're going to be previewing week one. We're going to be looking at waiver wire claims. We're going to be taking start sit questions next week. So we're here. We're ready for the start of the season. We'll talk to you next time on F15.5.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.